periods of time, maybe. I know I listened to that song a whole lot, probably, I don't know, something on the order of a year ago, maybe even during this period of time, about 2 years ago. It's, I guess, summer music for me in some weird sense, and I listened to it a lot. I remember after I'd finished work, both last summer and the summer before that, sitting around outside, either on my lunch break or after my entire day was done, just sitting around in the sun, you know, just about ready to head back. Spent a lot of time listening to music just before heading home last year, heading home from work every day, hopping on my bike. And I tend to have myself a snack to make sure I wasn't hungry on my bike ride home, and also put on some music to either get me into a particular mood or to hype me up for my bike ride so I could make it home as fast as possible, because I always had a lot of fun trying to push myself and see how fast I could make the bike ride home. And not only that, but I did a lot of speedy bike rides to work, mostly to avoid being more late than I already was. But that was a lot of fun, and probably the highlight, or perhaps highlights, of last summer for me, last spring and summer. And on this, the day that I'm recording this, the weather is rather gloomy, so it doesn't really beckon back to those times so much. But I remember all the nice, beautiful weather, and spending my time just biking with the air going by, and feeling really great for those 20-25 minutes that I'd spend on my bike on the way home, and spend on the bike on my way to work. So really kind of, I'd almost call them glorious times, especially now considering the hour that I take for lunch every day, sitting outside having, you know, a sandwich or yesterday's dinner leftovers, and reading a book afterward, and just feeling the sun, and often getting pretty sunburned. So I look fondly on those moments in time, the last couple of years, and I'll continue to think of them. Anyway, that's it for this hour. Thanks.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents Retrospect.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
This warped idea of fun has contributed to the fact that one out of every 20 children born in the United States last year was illegitimate.
Yeah!
Hi, I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast Episode 417. And just a word about the last couple of episodes. Specials put together, paying tribute firstly to Little Richard and then last week, Phil May of The Pretty Things. If you haven't grabbed those episodes, do so now. As always, Retrospect back episodes available via Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio and all good podcasting apps. So this episode 417, it is a mixture of obscure 60s garage and included this week plenty of tracks from Canada. But getting us underway, the Outer Mongolian Herd from Enterprise, Alabama, USA, a track that appears on Psychedelic States, Alabama in the 60s, Volume 2. Hey Joe, you know the track, widely covered by garage bands, but a cool version by the Outer Mongolian Herd from January 1968.
You destroyer! You killer! You get out! You break your power! You get off this nation! I demand judgment on you! I demand! Hold. I demand! I demand a vaccination to come immediately!
Yes!
Well, let's get into some Canadian tracks, kicking off with Francois Guy, originally a member of the band Les Sinners, then La Révolution Française, solo career following that as well. This is Francois Guy with OI VN10.
A lot of different groups, United States, Canada, Mexico. I'm not happy about that.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Thank you.
Retrospect.
Three slices of Canadian garage. Francois Guy top of the set. Then a band called Les Ookpicks. Obscure band, very little information available about them, but the track is taken from a 1967 album, a compilation called 21 Groups Discotheques on DSP Records. Les Ookpicks track called Marchand de Melon. Then wrapping the set, the Northwest Company from Haney, British Columbia. Never a particularly a big success in Canada or the States, but they were popular on Canada's west coast for a time. We had a track called Get Away From It All. More Canadian music later on in the show.
Phil Gray's Retrospect.
Here's a band from St. Louis, Missouri. A non-label 7-inch 45 released in 1968. Electric Sensation. This is called Mary.
Truly, yeah, and I will.
listening to Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Teenage savages go wild in a juvenile jungle of lust and lawlessness.
Cool 60s Garage Punk on Retrospect. Ah!
Now I'm a man, I still am a and man. When I shoot, I never miss. I love you, babe, you can't resist. Now I'm a man, I still am a and man. Bring back a woman just like you. Now I'm a man, I still am a and man.
That's a pretty wild take on I'm a Man by a band called Baker Street Irregulars from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, recorded for Largo Records in 1966. That appears in volume 14 of the Pebbles series. If you're wondering about the band name, the Baker Street Irregulars, that is an organization of Sherlock Holmes enthusiasts founded in 1934. Before Baker Street Irregulars, we had a band called Dry Ice on Malone Records, 7-inch 45, actually from 1971. Dry Ice from Massachusetts, a track called Uncertain Love, and we had Electric Sensation on top of the set. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Global Garage Time. Here's a band called Los Hooligans. Very successful Mexican band, participated in 10 films, regular TV appearances as well. They formed 1960, won a music competition held by a Mexican radio station, which apparently had 2,000 bands entered in it. Four albums between 1964 and 1968. This is Los Hooligans out of Mexico with Revoltosa.
Una chica revoltosa en verdad me trae muchos problemas que no puedo aguantar. Si sale a la calle todos la ven pasar, pues tiene una facha imposible de explicar. Lo malo de todo esto es que yo la quiero. ¿Qué haré? Pues tiene una facha imposible de explicar.
Love, honor, cherish. Remember those words? Sometimes they lose their joyous, noble ring all too soon, just in the course of daily life. But did you ever notice that in marriages with religious faith at the center, faith between partners holds firm in the face of irritation, or pain, or anxiety? To put religion in your home, or keep it there, worship this week in your church or synagogue. Find the strength for your life.
Je marchais tranquillement un jour dans une foire, écoutant les poniments, les chants et leurs histoires. Soudain un gaillard paraît, ses yeux lançaient des flammes. Il me dit, ah c'est bien toi qui as volé ma femme. Oi oi oi, s'approche alors de moi les yeux exorbités. Il s'approche alors de moi et il veut me frapper. Je préfère me sauver car je ne veux pas le massacrer. Hep mmh. Hep mmh. Dans la rue je suivais une fille pour l'aborder. Je l'avais déjà fait rire, c'était presque gagné. Quand une voiture surgit, s'arrête à nos côtés. Il en sort le gars dont je vous ai déjà parlé. Oi oi oi, il s'approche alors de moi les yeux exorbités. Il s'approche alors de moi et il veut me frapper. Je préfère me sauver car je ne veux pas le massacrer. J'avais tenu le pari avec quelques amis de manger en pleine rue un plat de spaghetti. J'avais à peine commencé que je vois arriver le même gars qui avait de la suite dans les idées. Oi oi oi, il s'approche alors de moi les yeux exorbités. Il s'approche alors de moi et il veut me frapper. Je préfère me sauver car je ne veux pas le massacrer. Je suis un non-violent, je n'aime pas la bagarre. Mais je ne peux pas sortir dans la rue sans le voir. S'il continue comme ça à me suivre partout, La prochaine fois je lui en ferai passer le goût. La prochaine fois je lui en ferai passer le goût. La prochaine fois je lui en... Ah messieurs dames, il y a d'un et deux sympas parmi vous. Oh, que je souffre. Allez, à moi. Oh, j'ai mal.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship, an inclusive spiritual community promoting a compassionate, just, and sustainable world. Find them online at luf.ca, on Facebook, or at 129 South Algoma, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Live from the Rock Folk Festival, bringing the spirit of folk and folk music to Red Rock every August. Keep up to date with upcoming happenings and buy tickets online at livefromtherockfolkfestival.com. The Outpost, Lakehead University's pub, full-service restaurant, and live music venue. Find them on Facebook to stay up to date on all the happenings during the school year, like Tanker Tuesdays and Pub Night Thursdays.
We now continue with Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
So Mexican garage top of the set from Los Hooligans, then a couple of tracks out of France. So leaning more towards that Yeah Yeah or French freak beat scene rather than what we'd traditionally know as garage rock. First of the two was a guy called Sydney. Picture of him, interesting looking chap, up on our Instagram and Facebook. The track's called Persecution. It's from 1967. 45 RPM EP, 4-track EP released on Disc Vogue Records. From Sydney, track called Persecution. Then we had Evie. The track is called Un Question Que Se Posa from 1965, A Question I Cannot Answer. That's taken from the Swinging Mademoiselles, the swinging 60s girl pop sounds of France. Evie with Un Question Que Se Posa. Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
Also, more Canadian selections now. This is one of my favourite Canadian ones. A band called The Ugly Ducklings. We're going to take a B-side of a 7-inch 45 released November 66. Now, the track is called Just In Case You're Wondering. Now, the interesting thing about this 45 is that both sides of it had misprints on them. The A-side was called That's Just A Thought I Had In My Mind, but it was printed That's Just The Thought I Had In My Mind, so minor misprint there. The B-side, Just In Case You Wonder, was printed as Just In Case You're Wondering. Pedantic, perhaps? but misprints on the A and B side. Were any other records similarly mislabeled? So this is the Ugly Ducklings, just in case you wonder.
In the paper about a sensational story that this or that drug is either instant happiness or instant death, let's keep our cool, as the kids say. Let's not get uptight, or let's be from Missouri, meaning let's be very skeptical and let's go after the real facts. LSD, let's simmer down.
Je m'en fous, je n'ai plus la chaîne. Je vais m'habituer, de vivre sans toi, oui. Tu auras d'autres chances, oh, fuck you later. Je te vois, ha, mais souvent dans la peau. Oh, Foxy. Au bras d'autres garçons, tu te manques. Je vais m'habituer, tu sais, de vivre sans joie, oui. Tu auras d'autres chances, Foxy later. Je vais m'habituer, tu sais, de vivre sans toi, oui. Tu auras d'autres chances, Foxy lady. Oh, Foxy, c'est très joli. Comment je m'en fous? Yeah, Foxy lady, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Foxy lady. Oh, c'est très joli. Foxy.
Hi, this is John Brain from London, Ontario, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect Radio Show. show.
Merrily, merrily, tu sais, tu dois danser. Merrily, tu sais, tu dois danser. Tu as les cheveux longs et tu sais te déhancher. Merrily, merrily, tu sais, tu dois danser. Merrily, tu sais, tu dois danser. Oh, tu as les cheveux longs et tu sais te déhancher. Les cheveux longs et la taille fine, les yeux profonds et la bouche d'une gamine. Quand tu me regardes, je suis embarrassé. Mais je sais, tu n'es fait que pour danser. Merrily, tu sais, tu dois danser. Merrily, tu sais, tu dois danser. Allez, danse maintenant. Merrily. Oh, Merrily. Vas-y maintenant, danse. C'est ça, Merrily. Danse. Hé, hey, les gars, regardez ça. Oh, Merrily. Les cheveux longs et la taille fine, les yeux profonds et la bouche d'une gamine. Quand tu me regardes, je suis embarrassé, mais je sais, tu n'es fait que pour danser. Merrily, tu sais, tu dois danser. Merrily, tu sais, tu dois danser. Hey, hey, hey.
Three more slices of Canadian Garage. The Ugly Ducklings with Just In Case You Wonder topped the set. Then we had Late Items. 1968 release on Teledisc Records from this band out of Quebec, Canada. Their cover of Hendrix's Foxy Lady, A-side to that 1968 7-inch 45. Then we had Regine and Say Four Cons on Solfégère Records, 7-inch 45 single released 1966 in Canada. The track is called Mary Lee, B-side of that 45. And that brings us to the end of Retrospect for this week. We will be wrapping the show with an instrumental, as we always do. This week I've selected a instrumental rock group from Sweden, formed 1961, well known for wearing spacesuit costumes on stage, also for their innovative electronic guitar sound. 42 albums under their belt in various lineups. They are the Spotniks. We are going out with the Rocket Man. But before that, a new discovery for me. And this stretches the boundaries of this show a little because it's not really garage rock at all, but it's an interesting story. They are a band of brothers from Indonesia, the children of Herman Thielman and Flora Loreen Hess. Brothers Andy, Reggie, Ponton and Lulu Thielman grew up in Indonesia, played as the Timor Brothers and the Four T's. 1956, they moved to the Netherlands, eventually signed to Belgian record label Furnap Records, and recorded their first single called Rock Little Baby of Mine. Considered the first Dutch rock and roll records. 1959, they signed to Imperial Records. So they are known as the Thielman Brothers, T-I-E-L-M-A-N. You may know this band, I certainly didn't, until I stumbled across them this week on YouTube. And I was blown away with what I saw. I recommend you search this one up on YouTube. The Thielman Brothers. The track's called Rollin' Rock. Phenomenal bit of performance and stagecraft. Very cool track. So this is the Thielman Brothers, Rollin' Rock, then the Spotniks. That's it for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show for another week. I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for joining. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
De eerste solisten van deze avond zijn Zweedse jonge mannen. Ze verheugen zich op het ogenblik ook in een grote populariteit in Europa. En wij hebben ze dus vanavond hier in het Kurhaus. De muziek die ze gaan maken is afgestemd op de jonge generatie. Dat zult u niet alleen horen, maar ook zien, want ze zetten hun vooruitstrevende ideeën kracht bij door zich te hullen in een soort ruimtepakken. Ook de naam is bijzonder toepasselijk. Het zijn namelijk de Sputniks.
We'll be right back.
connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's really not appropriate.